Based on your clinical experience, or maybe even looking at the data indirectly, how would you compare the side effects, tolerability, and efficacy to the capecitabine docetaxel combination?
The efficacy, Neil, appears to be very similar. You know, we've got the Gratishar, we have Joanne Blum's study, and we have the large phase 3 experience with Taxotere. The response rates and percentage of patients with prolonged stable disease, they're looking very similar from an efficacy standpoint. With regard to toxicity, I think with the Taxotere every 3 weeks, it'll be more similar to the 175 of Taxol, where you're going to get more myelosuppression. I mean, the weekly Taxol is very nice. You get very modest myelosuppression. And I think with Taxotere, you get a bit more asthenia. Not dramatic. It's just 75 per meter as opposed to 100 per meter, where you get quite a bit of asthenia. But you get a bit more asthenia. With the Taxotere and Xolota, nail toxicity is a prominent toxicity, just lifting off of the nail beds. It's all reversible.
More than with docetaxel alone?
Yes, interestingly. More than with docetaxel alone on our adjuvant trial, AC followed by Taxotere alone versus AC followed by Taxotere Xolota, the nail toxicities are more with the Taxotere Xolota combination.
That's interesting. Do you see nail toxicity with capecitabine?
You do not.
So it's somehow
very
potentiation.
It's potentiation. It's potentiation. And the other thing with the Taxotere is that you can get some Epifora, which you do not get with the weekly Taxol.
But, I mean, do you get more of it, Epiforia, with the capecitabine docetaxel than just docetaxel alone?
No,
but more
not.
Of the nail changes.
Correct. Is more potentiated. Yes, yes. They're significant. You know, again, women will tolerate that in the, you know, potentially curative setting. We don't have any problems with that, you know, getting people through it. It's completely reversible. Epifora, too, and with just 4 cycles of Taxotere in the adjuvant setting, or 4 of the Taxotere Xolota, fortunately, the Epifora, which is fairly ubiquitous, even at the end of the 4 cycles, is almost always completely reversible. You know, unlike in the metastatic setting where you go on for, you know, more months with the Taxotere, sometimes it isn't reversible without some stenting, but it is reversible. But the nail changes are more pronounced, I would say, with the Taxotere 75 with the Xolota, and I'd say more fatigue than with the Taxol day 1, day 8. So of the various ways I've given Xolota in combination, the Taxol or Nalbuphine 2 on a day 1, day 8 schedule, beauty there being, of course, is lack of alopecia. And the phase 2 experience with the Nalbuphine Xolota as well is also looking in that ballpark. Some of the studies are smaller, but it's also looking to have response rates in the 40 to 60%, call it 50 on average.